Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Aleph and Beis, what you're allowed to speak about on Shabbos and whatnot. Medaber Dover, Shal Yidiburcha Shal Shabbos, Yidiburcha Shal Chol. It's actually interesting the way that Chazal Darshan, this Pasuk, V'chibara Toimi Yalseis Derachecho, is Shal Yidiburcha Shal Shabbos, Yidiburcha Shal Chol. And it says, Shal Yiluchu Shal Shabbos, Yiluchu Shal Chol, Shal Yidiburcha Shal Shabbos, Yidiburcha Shal Chol. Where exactly do you draw the line, what yes and what no? How about when you sit? You sit, you can sit the same way? You can't sit the same way. The Rambam says, don't tell me that Ovdin Dechol means that everything that you're not allowed to do during the week, that you do during the week, you're not allowed to do the Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to sit the same way. Well, you can't walk the same way, you can't talk the same way. So you know where you draw the line. Either way, V'davar davar chazadashini, Yidiburcha Shabbos, Yidiburcha Shachol. And if you look in the Yerushalmi, in the Zayar, it's brought down here in the Beit Yosef, the Mesa Kingdom, that B'kushi Yitzirushay L'shalom B'Shabbos, it's takanato pasha to speak b'chol on Shabbos, and even shein l'shalom, which Mr. Brewer brings down from the Shloah, that there's even dafkanat to say good morning rather to say good Shabbos when you meet somebody in the morning. Everything is different on Shabbos, and it says that the Indian of being makpid on the dibur is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. So the brio was created with dibur. That means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is shavis, says Yerushalmi on Shabbos from his dibur. The same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu was shavus from his dibur, which was the Briya, you should also be shavus from your dibur. And the Zayar brought that in the Be'er Hetiv. Mr. Brewer does not bring it down. Ayin Zayar B'Sever Kavanis. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this. Yeah. Vanishmer Medaber, Kimosh Makedz Mishavus of the Bracho, Kimachaleho, Nemer, Amish Medaber, Gamkin, Dvar Matel Mishavus. He doesn't furious the pasuk of Mechalei Amoyt Yumach. If he means to say that, or L'chol HaPachas, there's some sort of chilul. There's a little bit of a churl aspect of chulin in Dvarim B'Teilim. Now, from the Mechaber, it seems that you just shouldn't speak a lot of Dvarim B'Teilim, but a little bit is mutter. Also, the Harvit. The Ramah says the Aruch HaShulchan understands that it's midas chasidus because the Ramah says that it's mutter. If you get a inig out of it, you're allowed to do it. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it's ikar halacha. Now, you're not allowed to speak about things certainly that give tzar, also the Mishnah Berurah says, and even things that don't give tzar, sometimes like to shoot the breeze on Shabbos about nothing, is even though it might be mutter, if you get a geshmak out of it, it's not a midas chasidus, says Mishnah Berurah. And certainly when it comes to other people, speaking to other people about something that you do not enjoy, then is certainly not vechatchila. Mishnah Berurah says, if you get a geshmak out of the fact that they're getting geshmak, then it's okay. The Shah is, what do you do when you have guests at the house? You have guests at the house, then you have to make them feel comfortable. So they like to speak about where do you buy green socks? I don't know, where do you buy your American products here in the Israel? Whatever it is that they like to speak about. Are you allowed to schmooze about that? Mincha Shabbos says that that the Turech, to make them feel good, feel calm, feel comfortable, then that would be mutter. L'chari, that's kilu. That's not a dibur shel chol anymore. That's not chavatzecho. That's dibur shel shav. That's a dibur shel mitzvah. L'chari. It's all derech. That's the Indian of Achnas Zorah. The last lach which is brought down here is talking about what you're going to do during the week. Asr leimer es alamacha. You're not going to say that I'm going to do a malacha tomorrow. It's only when you mention the malacha that's being done. There's even a shalab in a get to, if you're going to do a mitzvah, writing a sefer Torah. So to say that you're going to write the Sefer Torah, that's a problem. Speaking about what you're going to do tomorrow, if it does not involve a malacha, betzim is not a problem. It's not a chana, and it's not with the dibur, and you didn't mention a malacha. Memeila, to say that you're going somewhere, as long as you don't say I'm driving, say I'm going to speak to someone, as long as you don't say on the telephone, these things are mutter, as long as you're not mentioning the malacha. The malacha is already, that's a dibur shel chol, and that should be, that's one should refrain from such a case. Exactly where do we draw the line? We'll see behem shek, tevav. What you're allowed to talk about, where you bought things, not what you want to buy, but what you did buy in the past. How much you paid for it, that's mother also. Unless somebody's asking you because he wants to buy it. Sif Beis talks about Chidush, when you get Amir Lakum, that even though we hold that Amir Lakum on Shabbos is Aser, and you're not allowed to even be Meramas B'derech Tivui, to say, with the light off in here, it's very hard to see. Right? If the light would be on, it would be much easier for me to see. That means I didn't tell him to do it, but I'm mentioning the malacha, or I'm giving him a tzibur, I'm telling him if I tell him straight out, I don't mention the malacha, but I tell him to do it. Make it easier to read in here. Right? Would also be a remez b'derech tzivui. That is usher on Shabbos. Nevertheless, on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter to do that. It's mutter to tell him on Erev Shabbos b'derech remez something that he should do on Shabbos. However, like all the rest of Amir Lakum and anything that a guy does for a person, anytime that a guy does a malacha for a yid on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene, even if you didn't ask the guy to do it. So as long as he did a malacha, he turned on the light for you in your house. If you were Meich and you told him not to, so then what was there to do? But if he turned on the light for you, they don't make you leave the house. We're not allowed to be nene from the night light. Anything that you weren't able to read beforehand, you can't read now just because he turned on the light for you. So therefore, even though you're allowed to be meramez to the guy during the week that he should do something for you on Shabbos, nevertheless, it's only something that you're not going to get hanoah out of. And therefore, he's going to do a malacha, but it's not considered as you're getting hanoah. For example, you could tell him, how come you, after we finish the Suda, you didn't turn off the lights? So now he understands that next Shabbos he's supposed to turn off the lights. That way you're not going to waste the money, whatever it is, even though it's the money which is free anyhow. How come you didn't unplug the plato because it was so hot in the house? You understand? You're supposed to unplug the plato. That's not considered a hano. It's a hano of a shlili. That's something of a negative. It's not a positive hano. And therefore, l'chera, such a thing would be mutter. Such a thing would be mutter. Well, or it's a sefas hano. Why didn't you turn on... There wasn't enough light from the candles. How come you didn't turn on another light? How come... So that's considered a sefas hano. And you'd be able to be nene. Whatever you were able to be nene, at least b'doichak, al yidei the candles, you're now able to be nene, al yidei the fact that he turns on the light for you on Shabbos.